This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. If the UN Security Council is condemning the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya, that left three UN staffers dead and several other people wounded. The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. Bintu Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary for Peace Operations.
This horrific attack came at a time when people in Benghazi were preparing for the Eid al-Adha holiday. In an area supposedly under full security control of General Haftar's Libyan National Army Forces.
The Benghazi Municipal Council says the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. In Hong Kong, protests continued on Sunday. Police fired tear gas late Sunday afternoon to try to disperse the demonstrators. Similar protests were held Saturday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least five people were killed and several injured after a rocket explosion on an Arctic naval test range in Russia. Authorities in Severodvinsk, 46 kilometers away, reported a rise in radiation levels. This is VOA News. Almost 50,000 opposition supporters rallied and dozens were arrested in Moscow on Saturday at one of the largest authorized protests since President Vladimir Putin returned to the Kremlin in 2012. Protesters crowded the streets where city authorities deployed a massive police presence, including officers in riot gear. More than 100 people were detained. In recent weeks, thousands have attended street protests calling for free and fair elections after the exclusion of several opposition figures from local Moscow polls next month. Palestinian and Israeli police have clashed at a flashpoint, Jerusalem's holy site, as Jewish and Muslim holy days converge. Authorities say there was some commotion about gaining entrance to the site Sunday morning, where Muslims were already worshiping. Some injuries were reported. The skirmishes broke out around Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest place in Islam. Jews refer to the site as the Temple Mount, the holiest place in Judaism. The Saudi-led coalition launched a strike against Yemen's port city of Aden Sunday to support the government after a Houthi attack. The Western-backed coalition said it attacked an area that was a direct threat to the Saudi-backed government of Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, temporarily based in Aden. The target of the coalition strike was not immediately clear. Aden residents, however, told the French news agency there was an airstrike campaign against separatist camps in the city. North Korea has confirmed leader Kim Jong-un supervised test firings of an unspecified new weapon system. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
The report by North Korean state media comes hours after President Donald Trump said Kim sent him a letter expressing desire to meet again to start nuclear negotiations. The president says the North Korean leader also apologized for the flurry of recent launches that has rattled U.S. allies in the region. State media say Kim expressed great satisfaction over the tests, which verified the new weapon system performs as designed. The latest streak of launches are being seen as an attempt to build leverage ahead of negotiations with the U.S. while driving a wedge between Washington and South Korea. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Police in Tanzania say at least 62 people have been burned to death and more than 70 others are being treated for burns after a fuel tanker explosion in the eastern town of Morogoro. Officials say people were trying to siphon off fuel from the damaged tanker Saturday when the blast happened. Witnesses said the tanker had been involved in an accident. Tanzanian president expressed his condolences but said he was very shocked by the looting that happened at the scene. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.